Morning again. Today's scripture reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew. You are a light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under the bushel basket. Rather, they put it on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Kenneth. I'm going to do a quick introduction here. Emily, who goes by she, they, is in her second year of Master's of Divinity at the Chandler School of Theology. Additionally, she is on track for deacon ordination with the United Methodist Church, that's here in Minnesota. And if that isn't enough, Emily also works at Hamline University. She's married to an amazing wife, and together they have a dog. So please welcome Emily.
Oh, my cane fell. hello, my name is Emily Zick. I am a new member here at Hamline Church. I am a second year Master's of Divinity student at Candler School of Theology, and that is located at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. So I'm a hybrid student, don't go to Atlanta that often, but do love it. My wife, Chloe, and I moved up to the Twin Cities last fall from Florida when the trans ban on military service members took place and kicked her out of the Navy. I'm originally from Jacksonville, Florida, so Duval till I die. If you guys don't know, that is the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes, I love the Jags so much. But yes, and our thing is Duval, getting sidetracked. Well, I'm originally from Florida. My wife is originally from Lakes Country. She is actually 30 minutes, or her mom lives 30 minutes away from where our folks are in Park Rapids right now. So fun for that, fun fact. So I somewhat knew what I was getting into when I moved to Minnesota, but like, and we did get married last January in Minnesota, so like I had an idea, but this is my first real winter, so please be kind to me. I also am currently going through the process of getting diagnosed with endometriosis, and one of my big things with my flare-ups is my joints hurt, so I will use a cane sometimes, so we love it. And then lastly, we do have a dog. Her name is Rose. We love her so much. I could write an entire sermon about her. We love her so much. So last semester, I took a preaching class, and during this class, our professor told us to explore new ideas about texts that we have looked at all throughout our time in church, because a lot of us, we were born in the church, raised in the church, and now we are going to be ministers in the church. So we got this idea to look at popular scripture, and I loved the idea of exploring Matthew 5 and asking different questions of like, what is this light that we are called to be? Obviously, as a kid, I was taught that the light was just our faith, and that we should sing This Little Light of Mine, and it was very much about how I, as a five-year-old, am going to change the world because I'm just going to tell everyone about Jesus, and that is going to change the world. And did not think about my actions. I was obviously told to be a good person, but they were like, oh, talking about Jesus will help all. I started looking at this question more closely, and when I looked at this text closely, there were three major questions that came to mind to me. The first one was, is just talking about my faith going to make me a light to the world? Does this light have to be our faith, or could it be something else? And while faith is important, what other parts of our lives might we be called to be the lights of the world? I would love to break down all three questions here today, but I want to focus in on the first question. Does just talking about my light make it so that I am the light of the world? I feel called to talk about this right now, as we need to focus more on our actions than anything to help our community, both in the church and outside of the church. As Minnesotans, we have had a rough start of the year watching ice tear through our communities and leaving us hopeless. There's an unspoken fear that I'm feeling for my immigrant family and the students I work with that I don't know how to express. This helplessness has led to a feeling of unsafeness, or the helplessness that I am feeling has led to a feeling of unsafeness in my students and family and their community, leading members to feel like the best thing they can do right now is to hide the light that they have and not draw attention to themselves. And that is very valid. It's scary, but it's happening. I want to focus in on the lights of the city. So we have a group that's going up to Park Rapids, and Chloe and I drive up Highway 10 a lot, and sometimes we will do it in the night. And if you've ever driven up Highway 10, you know that there are periods, even on 94, there's periods where there's just nothing. There's no lights. It's just you and whatever cars are left on the road. And it gets pitch black, but then there'll be a light. And it may not be a lot, but sometimes that Casey's in Detroit Lakes is all what you need to be like, I can get through this road trip. And, that Casey's is what makes you know that you can get through this road trip. And you start to feel safe because you know the end is near. I fully understand folks feeling unsafe right now. It's scary. We don't know what's happening. And it's very valid. But during this time, the most I can ask is that people to do what they feel called to do and what they feel safe doing with that call. Whether it be just donating money or bringing canned food to a shelter or helping students make ice packs with whistles and cards so that people know their rights. Right now, our actions are going to speak louder than anything we can say to make sure that the rest of our community can find their light again. So, if you're in a Methodist church, you've probably heard of John Wesley. He is the founder of the Methodist tradition. And I bring him up today because I want to talk about why he founded the Methodist movement. John Wesley did not find the Methodist movement because he was expecting to make this giant change in the world. Him and his brother Charles made a group of pastors at Oxford, and they went out into the community and they were doing things in the community. And they were not expecting Methodism to become what it is today. They just were going out to help their community, and people were like, wow, y'all are really methodic. And they were like, we're Methodist men now. So I want us to go back to those roots and go back to helping our community and spreading that light so that we can be a city with that light. I also want to say, seeing just the reaction to the community going out and doing amazing things, we've gone to different events where it's just a dollar, but we'll buy something from the business and then they'll give a dollar out. And the protests that have been going on that are wanting ice out of our cities, and just little things that I've been seeing a lot of places now have whistles, and people with 3D printers are printing out whistles to make sure that people have them, and it's just making my heart so happy knowing that the community is trying and we are here. The last question I want to add is, how can we help relight the community? This question is not supposed to be a big ask. I ask it as part of our call to be followers of Christ, to show love in the world and fight for peace in our community. Whether you feel called to donate your time or just sitting with someone who may be afraid or going to a protest, we're all called to be a city on a hill, to let our light shine. Thank you.